I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you can see me. Yes, I have a new system, and so I'm pretty excited. I think I got it working, which is a miracle. I'm glad to see you guys. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word that this is biblical. We are seeing this amazing day, and we're just so blessed to see it. We're so blessed to be awake and to be fighting in this battle. So if you haven't seen my channel, it's right here, MelissaRedpill.com, MelissaRedpill.com. Did you hear that there's a storm? It's called Melissa. I'm like, yes, that's right. That's what we are, is a storm. The storm is upon us. I wouldn't be surprised if we got a message like that this week. I really, really wouldn't. Today is the, the 26th of October, 2025, and it really does seem that President Trump is taking it to the bad guys. We're going to talk about that. Our gangster president. Give me the thumbs up if you hear me, if you see me, if everything is looking good. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful because yeah, it's a complicated thing to get all this working. So my laptop was, I think I had worn it out. I had worked it really, really hard. He was tired. And so I got maybe a virus. I said, I better try something different. And so here we are with a new setup. But you know, you can't really test it until it's the real deal. All right. So don't forget, hit the like button right now, you guys. Hit the like button. Make sure you're always subscribed and you're sharing all of our great information. I have so much to tell you today. So buckle up and here we go. So yeah, our wonderful gangster president. I can't even believe he really posted this, you guys. Did you guys see this picture? This week, he arrested all the top gangsters in our country. You know, they're talking about, oh, it's the gambling. Oh, you know, and they're making it a big deal, but they're not saying really what I believe is what's really going on. There are these people, they haven't just controlled, you know, the gambling industry and make all that rigged. They have controlled all the trafficking of the drugs. They've controlled the trafficking of the children. They've controlled the election fraud. They've controlled all the politicians. This is what President Trump did this week. Now, he's also taking it to Maduro. We're going to talk about that because that's gigantic and Maduro is flipping out. But I'm telling you, this is the arrests that we've been waiting for. This is exactly what we've been waiting for. You know, you didn't know exactly what was it going to look like, you know, whether you see the Rothschilds are dead, you know, so it's like, who would you see arrested? Well, this is these gigantic crime families. You know, all of our lives we've heard about, oh, poor Mexico, how they're controlled by the cartels and all this. America has been run by these cartels. That's the truth of it. And President, I'm going to show you in detail. There's this wonderful thread. I'm going to show you detail about how President Trump has known these people, and he has been lying in wait for 20 plus years since he's had all these casinos. So he got the goods on them, and he has been lying in wait, and he's saying he's a bigger gangster than any of them. I'm telling you, this is huge. This is biblical. It is the takedown of this criminal cartel. Now, if you've ever seen the movie, The Untouchables, we're watching The Untouchables. If you haven't seen the movie, you've got to go see it. Elliot Ness was trying to figure out how in the world he could take down this huge crime family. And, you know, he did. He did it on tax evasion. But President Trump is getting them on this gambling. So I'm going to show you and how they are freaking out. So, yeah. All right. So everything's good. Everything, give me the thumbs up. Everything. Yeah, I see all the thumbs up. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord. It was so funny, y'all. When I'm sitting here, you know, I'm like, okay, do I go ahead and try this thing and make sure, and you know, when you go with a new laptop, you don't know if it's going to all work and you just have to, you know, take the plunge. And here we go. I just like, it's kind of scary, but I'm so thankful it's working. All right. So here is President Trump answering a question from a reporter about, you know, why don't you just, you know, again, this is going into our gangster president, you know, why don't you just declare, you know, go to Congress and declare war? And he's talking about specifically with the Maduro and, you know, down there. And of course, if you do that, then you've got a whole nother ball of wax that you've got to deal with. And so President, this is our gangster president responding. Check this out.
So, approve of that process. Why not just ask for a declaration of war?
Well, I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay? We're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
There you go. I'm telling you, he is not playing. Okay, so when you, I'm trying to do a different thing also. Can you hear the sound better on that? I'm afraid you probably can't. I'm afraid that's still not. I need to tweak that a little bit. Yeah, I think that power is off. That's probably not working. Anyway, so I'm trying to get a different, a better microphone going with the with the computer sound, and so I don't think that you probably didn't hear that very well. So anyway, you can give me the thumbs up or down on that. Anyway, yeah, our wonderful president, our amazing president. You're just going to kill them. You're coming into our country and you're bringing drugs and you are, you know, you think you're going to come in and basically kill our people. No, we're going to kill you. You know, he has the power to do whatever it takes to protect the American people. And he's doing it. Now, connecting the dots, these gang mafia bosses, you know, it's not the little guys. This is the people at the top. You know, the post that said, you know, they're going to have all these riots to protect all these officials at the top. Well, that's who they're talking about. It's not even really talking so much about Comey and Brennan and all of them, which, yes, them, but it's the ones above them are these mafia bosses that were arrested this week. Did y'all realize that? That's what he's talking about. These ones at the top who run the crime, the organized crime in our country. And so when he's saying to on this post that he's going to kill them, he's talking about these mafia bosses, whether it's Maduro or all these other crime families that were just arrested. This is what he's saying. He is our gangster president. Do you guys, I mean, this is bigger than what I don't think people can really imagine. It's really amazing. And so he's not holding back. He's not playing. Okay, so this is the clip, the post from Derp Stated. I'm going to give you the link right here so you can go in and read this entire 27-page thread right there. Songbird, grab that and put it in the comments for me, please, darling. Okay, so I'm not going to go through all the details, but let me tell you in a nutshell what's going on. President Trump had owned these casinos. He got all the information on them. He knows who's naughty, he knows who's nice, he knows exactly how they were doing these things. And of course, that around that same time was when he started with this military operation. So I think that's really what was behind him having these casinos, to be honest. And so, I mean, to get all the goods on these people. And then he's connecting the dots with Pelosi and Newsom. So this is huge. Okay, so I'm just going to try to flip through these things just very, very quickly. So here are these mob organized crime families. They've long shaped American politics by rigging elections and forging alliances with power brokers, right? We've known that they are the ones really behind the election fraud machines. They're the ones who worked with Maduro, bringing in these Smartmatic machines to rig the elections. They're behind that too, right? From the 19th century Irish gangs in New York to the 20th century Italian mafia crime families in Chicago, the mob delivers votes for profit and protection. Democrats dominant in urban immigrant hubs leaned heavily on mob muscle, though Republicans also play the game. This thread explores the mob's electoral sway, Donald Trump's pivotal role in dismantling it via Atlantic City casinos, and the striking parallels with the FBI's gambling bust today, October 23rd, 2025. I haven't been able to tell you this, but I did post it. If you're not following me on my social media, that's where you'll get all the latest, greatest, almost every minute of the day. There's something going on, and I'm posting it. These are my social media accounts right here. There's the social media as well as the video channels. We're back on YouTube. I'm not doing live on YouTube yet, though. All right, so I want you to see. He goes into Tammany Hall back in the day, the Democrat machine and the mob influence, which you guys have, you know, Boss Tweed and all that. He goes into some of the history. This is the one, Al Capone, that is in that movie with Kevin Costner acting the role of Elliot Ness, and in the movie called The Untouchables. And so how he had bankrolled the Democratic campaigns. It was more than alcohol. Remember, they were talking about alcohol and tax evasion. It was about controlling the elections and controlling these politicians. And that, yeah, that's huge. All right, so then you have, I'm going to just scroll down here and see a little faster. No, watch your eyes. But the election, the 1960 election showcased the mob's electoral influence. Sam Giancana's Chicago outfit allegedly manipulated votes in Illinois and West Virginia to secure John F. Kennedy's narrow victory, likely driven by his father's influence, not his direct involvement. But then, he got put in this position of power. All right, so then President Trump in the 1970s and the 80s, he entered Atlantic City's mob-infested landscape after New Jersey legalized gambling in 1976. The Genovese, Gambino, and Philly Scarfo families controlled construction, unions, gambling, rigged elections to protect their crime family. All right, so the other thing is, I think he's got one of the links in here of this man who is one of the crime guys, and he's saying that you could never get President Trump, Donald Trump at that time, to participate in any of their illegal activities, which shows his genius, that he was able to swim with the sharks and not get bitten. Really, he was able to do that. Our gangster president, he's such a genius, and he's good as gold. He is pure to the core. And so he was not involved with them, but he was getting all the goods on them years and years ago, like in the 70s and the 80s. Our wonderful president has been lying in wait, you guys, all this time to get them. Huge. So the FBI memos confirm he initiated this meeting. Donald Trump proactively contacted the FBI, offering to let agents go undercover in his casinos to get mob activity, to monitor their mob activity. So yeah, that's what he did way back in the day. He was their casinos became magnets for mob activity, exposing their electoral and financial schemes. He's been getting the goods on these people for so long. And then just this week, he finally sprung the trap. It's amazing. So amazing. Our wonderful president. And he just somehow, he's the golden boy. He's the one who has this blessing on him that he has the genius to do all these things but not get burned, right? To play with fire and not get burned. Okay, so then when the bankruptcies in 1991 and 92 involving $1.2 billion in debt, he was willing to do that. But he didn't just take his ventures. They starved the mob revenue from the construction kickbacks and the union rackets, which funded the vote rigging in Atlantic City. Yeah, So, yeah, so that was really what is behind what happened with President Trump. So this was not, if you look at it, it didn't end up hurting him. It ended up hurting them. So he's really amazing. All right, so I'm going to scroll down a little bit farther because I want you to see, oh yeah, this is the one, Sammy the Bull. He's the one talking about that. No, President Trump was never involved in any of these evil things. You could never get him to participate in any of their crimes. He was just as good as gold. And then, of course, he and Rudy Giuliani have been working together for all these years to crush these mob families. And that's our wonderful Giuliani. I hope and pray that he's one of those who's going to live 1,000 years. He's proved himself to be a valiant warrior and of course, fighting alongside President Trump. You know, in, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, I write books on the end times. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, it talks about that there are some who will be bulletproof and they'll be able to live long, long, long lives and rule for many, many years. And certainly this is one that, in my opinion, has proved himself to be one of these great, great warriors who should be there. Look at this. Look how he was fighting the La Cosa Nostra back in the day. So when he was all young and stuff, amazing Giuliani, what a great man. And then, of course, our wonderful president being attacked by them. But it was too late. It was too little, too late. They could never have been able to touch him. And so our wonderful president being, you know, all that coming out is this week. They're working on Ana Paulina Luna and those in her committee are working on bringing out the evidence about how they were trying to just railroad President Trump and using this lawfare against him. So buckle up on that. So that'll be wonderful to see them get in trouble with President Trump, obviously the biggest gangster of them all. Now, this week, October 23rd, 2025, the FBI, led by Trump's appointee Kash Patel, announced Operation Zen Diagram and Nothing But Bet, arresting 31 individuals across 11 states. The bus targets 13 members of the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese families, rigging 90 NBA games and underground poker for tens of millions. All right, so yeah, it goes into more about the Portland Trailer Blazers coach Chauncey Billups and ex-player Damon Jones ran the Mob Link poker scams. Okay, it's bigger than poker. It's so much bigger than poker. It's much, much bigger than poker. But it does reveal, you know, if you're sitting there trying to, you know, watch a football game, you're like, how much of this is rigged? How much of this baseball game is rigged? How many of these people are being told what, you know, what to throw the game? Makes you sick. How many times has President Trump told us everything is rigged? Right? But the most important thing, you know, football, whatever, people losing money, you know, whatever. The bigger thing is if they're controlling our elections, that's the real issue. And that's what they're going after. Okay. So then here he's got the entire, breakdown of this entire, these crime families. They've been working, you know, against the American people for all this time and just robbing everybody blind and controlling the judges, controlling the court. That's why in the movie they weren't afraid of getting in trouble, because they controlled the judge, they controlled the jury, all that. All right, so a little farther down, though, I'm not going to go into all this detail, but this guy's done a great, you see this amazing thread. There's our great Giuliani again. But here, a little farther, it talks about, you know, all the connections with San Francisco. And that brings up our lovely Nancy Pelosi. Her father is Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., a three-term Baltimore mayor from 1947 to 1959 and a congressman, and he ran a Democrat machine steeped in mob ties. That's her father. FBI files describe him as a constant companion of Benjamin Magliano, a Gambino Lucchese-linked hood. Okay, so this is her dad. That's her. That's Nancy Pelosi right there. There she is. And so he's tying that together. This is bringing down Nancy Pants. Yay! That couldn't happen to a creepier person, right? There she is. Paul Pelosi has no direct mob record, but invested in ventures like financial leasing services. Yeah, so we all know they're dirty as dogs, right? All right, so there's that. And then don't forget the connection to Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom's mob connection ties to the Getty oil dynasty. His father, Bill Newsom, a judge and Getty trustee, delivered a $2.2 million ransom in 1973 for Paul Getty III, kidnapped by the Italian mafia, who severed his ear. These people are so dirty and so bad. There's just like, look how creepy he looks. Look at Mr. Creepy right there. Completely creepy. Yeah, he's upset right now because they're cutting off a lot of the funds to California. Duffy was saying they're cutting off all these funds, millions of dollars to them, and going in to find out what they're doing on their election, doing monitoring of their election. And he's all upset about that because, of course, they're having all these illegals vote. All right, so yay, I'm so happy. And then the Pelosi-Newsom connection forms a dynastic web. One Pelosi son married Bill Newsom's daughter, Barbara, Gavin's aunt by marriage, with godparent swaps between the families. The Browns, the Newsoms, the Pelosis, and the Gettys have dominated California Democrats for over 80 years. There you go. There's the lovely diagram right there. They thought nobody could touch them. They thought wrong because our president is the biggest gangster of them all. How y'all like all this? Isn't this amazing? I'm so thankful that that guy did a great job of putting all that together. I think that was the last post. Yeah, that was 24. Yeah, he's got a few more things, but man, just... yeah, all this, the mob ties in the Democrat machine. There's our wonderful president. All right, now, the next thing I wanted to tell you, this is Stephen Smith. He was on some kind of show, and he's flipping out. So he is saying, they're coming for you. They're coming for you. And so that's pretty exciting to see how they're panicking right here on live TV. Very cool. Check this out.
For one incident after another, have I said...
Uh-oh. 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 No. Okay, maybe it's gone. Okay.
For one incident after another, have I said, Trump is coming. He's coming. He's going to say it on national television again. Bad Bunny is performing at the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden you hearing ICE is going to be there, looking to engage in mass deportations. The Super Bowl, disrupting things. Big night for the NBA. Wembanyama put on a show. That has now been smeared because we're talking about this story, okay? Remember, Trump has a...
Okay. You can tell by the suit the guy's in the mob, right? You can tell just by looking at this suit that he is in this crime family. He's part of this crime. And so he's too smooth, and he is really upset because he must be involved in, you know, all the gambling with all this, all the sports, and even who knows what the truth is going to come out. He is really upset and scared. He says, Trump is coming for you. I just love it. It's just sweet. I just love to see them crying and panicking. Anybody else excited about seeing them panicking? It's really fun to watch. It's very, very fun to see. So, all right. So then now, our wonderful president, our wonderful gangster president, is now over in Malaysia. So let me move out of the way. I don't want to miss seeing President Trump. And so he appeared I didn't even know he was going to Malaysia. Did you guys know? I mean, I knew he was meeting with Xi Jinping, but I didn't realize. I guess I figured, I don't know. I thought he was coming here. But either way, so President Trump is on this tour. He's not going to come back until Halloween. He's not coming back until the 31st of October. And I will say, it does my heart good to see every time that he is overseas, the adoration is over the top. They love him all over the world. So I wanted you to see him dancing with the people of Malaysia. It's just such a beautiful thing. There's nobody like President Trump. Check this out.
Thank you.
my goodness. It just, he's just too much. He's just too much. And the world loves him. The world knows he's setting everybody free. He, they, you know, the only ones who don't love him are the deep state, are the Stephen Smith, are the ones that realize that their crime bosses who allowed them to be wealthy and all this and powerful, that they're going down. And this is what, this is really what it talks about in my book. Okay, so it talks about this right here. When you go on the end times page, that's all what it's talking about in the end times in the book of Revelation. This is my decode of the book of Revelation. They are in tears. They're weeping and throwing dust on their heads because now their whole, basically their crime spree is over. Their whole way of cheating the world is over, and they're just crying and crying and crying. And so anyway, if you haven't seen that, definitely check into that book right there, as well as you can listen to the audiobook here. They're on Amazon, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. So it's very fun to watch, but the whole world loves him. So I'm thinking something very interesting is going on with the timing. We know that, a lot is happening with these. Now we've had these arrests. Are we going to look forward to this week having more arrests, which that wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. We already, we haven't seen Comey arrested. We just saw him, having to face these charges, but not, quote, arrested. I want to see perp walks. But we had this whole long list of government gangsters. And so, if that's going to happen this week, let me show you what it says on this post right here. And we're really right up on the time. Let me show you that. First of all, I'll tell you what President Trump said. Let me see if I can open it. Yeah, I'm on my way to Malaysia, where I will sign the Great Peace Deal, which I proudly brokered between Cambodia and Thailand. I posted that this morning, that where they're holding up the little cards and say, yes, we have brokered this peace deal. Sadly, the Queen Mother of Thailand has just passed away. I send my condolences. I'll be signing the peace deal immediately upon arrival. Now, maybe, I don't know, but maybe it says that POTUS will be well insulated, protected on Air Force One and abroad, specific locations classified. While these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment, it is time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. That is very likely what we are witnessing, is that this is the moment that he's protected, insulated on Air Force One and abroad. Abroad, as in he's going to be in Cambodia. I mean, let me see. I think I have this whole list of where he's going to be. Let me see if I can figure out how to get back to it. Let me go back. Yeah. Okay. Here's the whole list. Yeah. Here it is. It says he's departing Washington, D.C. He's staying in Malaysia Sunday morning. He participates in the bilateral meetings with the Malaysian Prime Minister and the Asian leaders working together that evening. The 47th Asian Summit goes from October 26th through the 28th. 28th is Tuesday. And so post-Malaysia, he departs for Japan on Monday, October 27th, for a three-day visit there, meeting with PM Sanae Takachi, trade investment talks. And then the full trip, he continues to South Korea for the APEC summit and high-stakes meeting with China's Xi Jinping on Thursday, October 30th, about tariffs and tech and soy products, whatever, soy purchases. And he's returning to the U.S. on Friday, October 31st, after the Xi Jinping meeting. So a five-day tour. I didn't even know he was going to be gone. He didn't tell me, but I didn't keep up that he was doing all this. But it would connect with a lot of these other things happening in this timing, that he is protected while all this is going on. He's like, okay, I'm over here. I'm just trying to bring peace in the world. I'm trying to work tariffs and all that. I have nothing to do with all that they're doing, arresting all these bad guys, because I'm above it all, right? What do y'all think? That's what I think. That's what I think. That's what I hope. And it says on the post November 1, it says, by this time you'll surely see that we're taking back our great country. Yeah, I just think that we're already seeing it. We're seeing it. I think everybody's going to see it. When you see every one of these crime bosses arrested, and maybe this week we'll see even more. we're taking back our country. We're taking back our country. Everybody's going to see it. All right. Very, very exciting. All right. So then going on to what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in Israel. So guess who no longer controls the world? I'm going to talk about what happened with the Knesset voting to annex the West Bank. And so just to make sure that everybody is up to speed on that, President Trump abruptly stopped the Greater Israel Project. The Greater Israel Project is where they would not only take Gaza, they would take the West Bank, they would take Jordan, they would take half of Saudi Arabia, and then a giant chunk of Egypt. That is the Greater Israel Project, where they're saying, we deserve this. This is our land. This is, you know, God promised this to us. Okay. And so number one, you have to be, if you're going for the land, there's so many things, reasons why it's not the case. Number one is the people were told that if they did not follow the Lord, they would lose the land. And that's exactly what happened. They were kicked out of the land. By all accounts, everybody knows that. They were kicked out. They went into captivity. This is our ancestors. We're kicked out of the land. And so they, but their whole reason for the land to begin with was to be an incubator to help to protect the people. But when it became infested by these Baal worshipers, they had to get out. And that was a good thing, because now humanity does not want to follow Satan, does not want to worship Baal. So first of all, that we lost the land. Our ancestors lost the land because of the sin. The Lord said that's what would happen, and that's exactly what happened. But he says also the promise is, and I talk about this in my book, about Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Let me see if I can find where that one is. Major Clues from Minor Prophets. I talk about this book. Is that backwards? It says Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Anyway, when it's talking about major clues from minor prophets, the prophets, what they were telling us was that we would be restored to the land. Is it talking about going back to everybody's going to be on this little piece of land in the Middle East? No. Is it even talking about the greater part, that expanding which was initially given to Abraham? No. It's talking about that you will have freedom where you live, whether you live in Malaysia or Venezuela or America or Mexico, that we will all have freedom in our land. That's the point. The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. That's what we were, what it was going for. Actually, let me see if I can show it to you where it's not. I think that was backwards. Was that backwards? This is it right here. End times, major clues from minor prophets. And you can read a little a snippet of that, and very, very exciting to see. And then we've been doing the studies. We're almost finished with the major clues from minor prophets study. There's our book, This is Biblical. Really fun to see all the Bible stories happening before our eyes. We have the study guides for the end times, as well as the study guide for the major clues from minor prophets. And you can watch the videos here, but do your homework first. Okay. So, then, okay, so President Trump put it into that because that was not what it meant. And they know that. And then the third reason it's not, it doesn't belong to them, is because they're not even Jewish. They're not even Israelites. They're not even Israelites. They're Khazars. They're, you know, basically like descendants of Attila the Hun. And they're mafia bosses. And they took this to themselves, saying, and they stole the name. They took the name of the Lord literally in vain for evil purposes. And so actually someone brought out, and I think this is true, that the people who live there are likely the true Israelites. The ones that they're kicking out of the land are the true Israelites. And not only them, but also us. If you haven't seen my book, where I write in the book about how we were scattered, the scattered tribes, this is in James chapter 1, 1 Peter chapter 1. It's all throughout the minor prophets, that we were scattered throughout the world. And he did that to get us out of being under the thumb of these Baal worshipers. And so now we've been scattered all over the world. Bottom line, your physical progeny doesn't matter. All that matters is that if you have faith, the faith that you walk with the Lord, and that you love him, and you are you stand with the righteous, and you stand with righteousness. If you remember, Esau was a son of Abraham. He was directly, he was a grandson of Abraham. He had direct, I mean, he was no doubt a descendant of Abraham. He was his grandson, but he was pure evil. And those who were, if you read in the Bible about Edomites, they'll be destroyed. So it doesn't matter what your physical bloodline is. So it's all about your faith. The flesh profits nothing. All right, so President Trump stopped that. He says, no, you're not going to take this land. The land doesn't belong to you. This is, you know, you're not going to kick out people. It's over. It's over. And it has all these, I think, 59 leaders from all over the Middle East who are joining along. And so everybody's, you know, wanting peace. And the only ones who are not wanting peace are the Netanyahu and their ilk. Of course, Netanyahu knows that if this war is over, then he's going to be brought up on crimes. I would be very not surprised to see him in handcuffs very, very soon. So anyway, the Zionists attempted to show dominance and voted to annex the West Bank while our vice president was visiting. You guys saw this, right? And after President Trump said he wouldn't allow it. And so they say, oh, we're annexing the land. You're what? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not doing that. And President Trump had said Israel would lose all support of the United States if that happened. So he's saying it's not in your best interest. It's not in your best interest. Well, they're losing all the support in the United States anyway. It's over. There will be peace in the Middle East, and Armageddon will soon be over. They led everybody to believe that, oh, the whole world's coming against Israel, and they're going to attack us. And you see 59 leaders who are saying, we want peace. We just want peace. Peace in the world. So everybody has to really say, hey, who are the warmongers here? Who are the warmongers, right? And we will enjoy the golden age in the Trump world. Trump world is peace. Peace in the world. Praise the Lord. All right, so here is where J.D. responded and said, oh, no, don't tell me that. Come on, little guy. Don't give me that. Do not give me that. This is where J.D. was responding to this, saying that he was, oh, no, this is Netanyahu. Yeah, he's saying he's taking the West Bank. Israel. Okay, sorry. That is in Hebrew. And so this is from Anna Paulina Luna. And so let me see if I can reverse this, and so I can actually maybe read it to you while he's talking, while they're talking. Okay, I'm going to mute it. Hang on real quick. All right, so it says, they said earlier in an interview 2 years ago, Israel will not annex the West Bank because I gave my word to the Arab states. He said, if we do that, we will lose American support. Are the Americans now dictating policy in Israel? What you say? This is what you always say. I deeply appreciate President Trump's support in his wartime actions and my decision to enter Gaza City and in his efforts to rally the Arab world to rescue and free our hostages through our military pressure and his diplomatic pressure. With our living hostages, something no one believed would ever happen, and now in the position we are taking, including tonight's convention with Marco Rubio and earlier with President Vance to advance the goals of the demilitarizing Hamas Gaza and Hamas with the objectives for us. So that's what matters. I think there's something significant about the cooperation between us. Partnership, I believe, is a blessing for the world than the state of Israel. We're an independent nation. Okay. So he really didn't answer it except for at the end, we are an independent nation. And so the honest truth is they are not. They are not. When he says that, you know that he knows that we know that he's not. He is an occupying force. And they had no right to take the land, even going back to the Balfour Declaration. They had no right to take the land from the people. And they have been doing that continuously since 1948. And so, yeah, you never had the right to take their land. And that ends now. That ends now. So here's J.D. Vance. And he is talking about, you know, that he was insulted by the Knesset making a vote to take the West Bank when they clearly heard what President Trump said. We have peace, you know, trying to bring peace in the world, and they're just willy-nilly saying we're taking that the West Bank. The West Bank. I'll bring up a map for you so you see where that's talking about. So check out what JD says.
West Bank, sorry. Yeah, go ahead. We'll do it. Yeah. The West Bank vote yesterday that took place while you were in the country.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. That was weird. I was sort of confused by that. Now, I actually asked somebody about it, and they told me that it was a symbolic vote, some symbolic vote to recognize or a symbolic vote to annex the West Bank. I mean, what I would say to that is when I asked about it, somebody told me that it was a political stunt, that it had no practical significance. It was purely symbolic. I mean, look, if it was a political stunt, it was a very stupid political stunt, and I'd personally take some insult to it. The West Bank is not going to be annexed by Israel. The policy of the Trump administration is that the West Bank will not be annexed by Israel. That will continue to be our policy. And if people want to take symbolic votes, they can do that. But we certainly weren't happy about it. Thank you.
I'm crazy about JD. He's such a great spokesman. He's just always on it and does such a great job. So here's the West Bank, if you're not familiar with that. So if you look at Israel, there it is. When you look at Israel, it's actually not that as big as that, really, I don't think, anymore. So when you look at Israel, this is when they talk about the West Bank, this is the Jordan River. Okay, that's really what it's talking about. It's kind of a very strange way to call it. This is Gaza way down here, and then this is the West Bank, and then they're saying, okay, we are taking all that land. Of course, the people there have no rights. They have no rights. They're basically in a giant prison, and they've been pushed into this corner. And so they had, you know, the whole land is going to be free. And President Trump, I've got to show you this thing. This is a really great lady. Let me see if I can find this post. This wonderful lady with Promethean. Okay, she, not on this one, but she did another one. Let me see if I have that one. Okay, no, I don't have that one. Okay. She's with Promethean Action. And she is talking about, let me see if I can try to explain it. Because I don't have the clip of it right here. But she is saying that, what was it? Let me see if I can find it. Let me just see if I can find it super quick, and I can just play it for you, because I know I won't screw it up. I won't say it nearly as well as she does. All right, so let me see if I can grab that. If I can grab that clip. Okay, here's my Melissa Red Pill. You guys go and I put everything that you want to see over on to my Melissa Red Pill X account, and so that's the one she's talked about that. You know what? I might not have posted it yet. Okay, the ballroom. I've got the ballroom on there. Okay, let me try one more thing. Maybe I can try it. I'll show you that in a second. Let me do this next one first, and then we'll do, and then I'll come back to that. I'll look for it. Okay, so the next thing I want you to see is how our wonderful Tulsi Gabbard, she is amazing. She's talking about this terrible, evil group that she is taking down. I mean, she's literally fighting demons, because she's talking about this whole money-making scheme with this evil traffickers called La Diabla. Did you guys see this? This National Intelligence Fusion Cell that was created at the ODNI was able to help Mexico law enforcement catch this baby trafficker, La Diabla. She was kidnapping pregnant women, cutting them open, harvesting organs, and selling their newborn babies. I mean, there are no words to describe the evil. It's mind boggling. And so this is who she is fighting. What an amazing woman. Yeah, performing illegal C-sections. Check this out. Amazing. Thank you so much, Lord, for Tulsi, and Lord, protect her.
For the first time, there is a newly created National Intelligence Fusion Cell at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, National Counterterrorism. That has a very simple purpose: to make sure that we have two-way intelligence sharing of actionable information between the intelligence community and law enforcement. I'll say the last example I'll share is probably the most insidious, was providing intelligence to the Mexican law enforcement that led to the arrest of a CJNG cartel-affiliated baby trafficker called La Diabla. Her whole money-making operation was centered around luring pregnant women, performing illegal C-sections, harvesting organs, and selling newborn babies. Mr. President, it's your leadership that has made all of this possible. Mr. President, under your leadership, for the first time, there is a newly created National Intelligence Fusion Cell at the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, National Counterterrorism.
All right, so Thank you so much. It's if you interesting to watch President Trump's face when they're talking about this, because, you know, he's he doesn't show the facial expression, but you know this is what he's been really at, what he's been fighting against always. It's bigger than even election fraud and us being defrauded as our country, because then if they control the courts and the law, then they can get away with doing these types of evil things and trafficking children. That's what's really behind what he's pulling down, this entire evil La Diabla crime ring of evil, right? And this is what they were doing in Mexico, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were doing it here. I wouldn't be surprised at any of this. All right. So, so I can't seem to find that clip, but basically what they were talking about is how, this is they always go in with Promethean, and they're connecting the dots on how this is being controlled by the New World Order. What do I want to call it? The King George. But the same ones who've controlled the world. They controlled the Middle East. They wanted to have this continually fomented in the Middle East, and it's over. And they don't want it to be over. They've always been able to use this for their political fodder, and they can't do it anymore. All right, so they do it a really great job. I really encourage you to follow Promethean Action, and their videos are short and very succinct and clear. All right, so on this one, she's talking about how this whole discussion this week about how President Trump is working with Australia to stop the to do a connection with them on their minerals, that is a direct hit against the crown. Again, everybody thinks, oh well, all these countries are independent sovereign countries, and no, they're not. They haven't been. Everyone has been still continuing to be under the crown, under the boot of the Rothschilds, the King Charles, that this ilk there, and our country too. We know that our country, our sovereignty was taken away. Our country was turned into a corporation. That's happened to every country. President Trump is working on making sure that every country is considered a sovereign nation and not under the control of this criminal cartel in England. So there's this fake leadership under their, what's the word? There's a word for it. They're under there's a word for it. I can't remember the name, but anyway, that they're not a sovereign nation. So that's what is really going on. The Bible says in the end times, in the golden age, that nation will not rise against nation. What that means is not just about war. It's saying that there will be nations in the golden age, but they will be sovereign. They will not be used as just a corporation for the crown. That's not the word, but there's a word. I'll come up with the word in a second. Anyway, so listen to what she has to say about when Navarro went before the CFR. They're one of the control constructs for the crown. They were saying, they want to always take the minerals out of these countries, take the gold, take the lithium, whatever it is, and then process it and then sell it back to people at a premium. And so that is over. Each one of the countries will be able to use their minerals and not just give them to the crown. They'll be able to process them and use them for the benefit of the people and to make the money, and not just all this money going to the crown. Okay? Anyway, she explains it really, really well. Check this out.
Empire struck back. In November 1975, the crown appointed Governor General Sir John Kerr did the unprecedented. He dismissed the democratically elected prime minister and unilaterally installed the opposition leader as caretaker. Tens of thousands protested in the streets, but it didn't matter, because Sir John had used the reserved powers of the Crown to remove a Prime Minister who threatened British imperial control of Australia's resources. So Donald Trump just offered Australia exactly what Whitlam tried to do, industrial development and economic sovereignty. But here's the difference. Whitlam was trying to do it alone in Australia. Trump is offering American partnership and investment in Australia as part of a broader strategy to dismantle British financial control. Britain can't use the Governor General to fire the President of the United States. They've certainly tried other means, impeachments, the 2020 election, lawfare, assassinations, but because we're a constitutional republic and not a British satrap, they've failed. And now they can't stop Australia from accepting American partnership instead of British extraction. Now there's one more fun fact tying all of this together. During yesterday's Oval Office...
Okay, before she does that, it was imperial. I guess it's the imperial, that they're the imperial, and they control all of the assets of all the countries, and they just basically raid all the countries with their assets, and then they do the processing. But what President Trump is doing is he is working a deal directly with Australia so that they can do their own processing. He's doing making a deal with them. So they can't take out, they cannot... remove President Trump. They've tried, as she said, and they in the past when this man, I can't remember his name, that he tried to have them do their own processing in Australia. Well, they just removed him because why? They're not a sovereign nation. They only have this duly elected person at the will of the crown. That's the problem. Is that none of these nations have really duly elected leaders, because they're all controlled by the crown, and so that's what they wanted to do with America, but they have not been able to do that. Even though they consider us a corporation, and that's why they've tried, as she said, to remove President Trump, and they have not been successful in any which way that they have tried. And so that's really where we're headed in the millennial kingdom, is that each country will have their own duly elected leader. Now, if you heard this week, there was this conversation that President Trump had in the Oval Office with this man. He says, "I don't like you either, and I probably never will." And you're like, who is this person? Who is this person? He is the one who is wanting to stop President Trump from working these deals. She's connecting these dots. He's working for the crown. And they don't want President Trump to work these deals where it's making each of the countries be sovereign and have their own rights to their own natural resources. Does that make sense? I thought this was a great way that she explained it. So great. Check it out.
Office press session. Trump was asked about Australia's current ambassador to the United States, Kevin Rudd, who had previously called Trump, quote, the most destructive president in American history, a village idiot, and a traitor to the West. Trump shot back publicly in the Oval Office, "I don't like you either, and I probably never will." Now, I hope you're not surprised when I tell you that Ambassador Rudd is a senior advisor at Chatham House, the sister organization to the CFR that Navarro just eviscerated. Trump and his team are systematically confronting the institutional network of British imperial control. So let's connect all the dots. Navarro walks into the CFR and declares their era of policy control is over. 3 days later, Trump signs a deal that restructures Australia's economic relationship away from Britain, British imperial extraction, and toward American industrial partnership. These aren't separate tactical moves. They're coordinated strikes in the same strategic war. So if you want...
Yes. I think that was great. I thought that was such a great connection. I hope you guys enjoyed that. So, all right. So the last thing, two more things. One is that the ISO crypto updates are going out to the banks are sending these out to the people who have accounts at their banks. You might have received one. I've heard PNC has sent one out. You might be getting one this week. They're sending out these ISO crypto updates to prep customers on the upcoming changes. All right, so what is this about? So they've been running for years all the financial transactions on the SWIFT system. And the SWIFT is, it was anything but SWIFT. It was not swift. It was not fast. It was very, very slow. And so they were able to, you know, slow down these international transactions so that they had access to this money and control. And also, you know, just they financially benefited because of using billions and billions of dollars, having this always in the state of flux. And then they were able to make money on that cash flow. Okay. So I don't know if that's the only thing, you know, that was able to do, but the bottom line, the SWIFT system is over. The SWIFT system, you know, the biggest part of it is that they were able to control all the financial transactions throughout the world. And so also take their cut off the top one way or the other. All right. So now they're telling each of the account holders at each of the banks, they're telling them, preparing them for this new monetary system, that it's going to run a lot faster. It's going to be like a text message, or like if you get a transaction from, let's say, Venmo or Zelle, and you get it immediately, and it's protected, it's controlled, whatever, and it's you know, that you don't have a fee, that type of thing, and it's quick as it can be. This is where we are in this day. I just think, you know, all of this had to happen at the same time, where you would, you know, end the wars and have the financial reset, and all this had to happen at the same time. I talk about this in this new book that hopefully will be out maybe this week, of the Golden Age. If you guys have any ideas on the title, let me know. I've been so focused on writing it, I haven't even thought about a title. All right, so and so they're sending this out, so be watching for that. But that's what a lot of people are excited about. The XRP is an ISO, let's call it 20022 compliant, and it will be able to be used for these transactions to run worldwide and to be protected. And so that's why a lot of people have invested in XRP, because it is perfect for this system. And Bitcoin's not, none of these others are. Well, maybe a few of them, but that's the main one. XRP is from what many people are saying, it is the system on which the new monetary system will be run. All right, so we'll watch and see, but this is happening this week. A lot of people were talking about it. I posted this, and I'll grab it real quick, and I'll share this over in the chat with you guys. So right there. All right, and then I wanted to tell you what else happened this week. Did you guys see Buddy hurt his foot? Did you see him? He was, it was pretty dramatic. He's okay, but it was bleeding and it was hurting, and mommy fixed it. And so I just wanted to tell you, he's okay. So we're like, what happened? My mother's getting on a plane and she's like, what happened to Buddy? Anyway, so he used to be really get nervous whenever he was alone, and he would chew a hole in his blankie. Well, I was just saying, I need to throw that blanket away, because now he doesn't really chew anymore. Now that he's got his sister, he's just a lot happier pup. And so anyway, so he got his little toenail hung in there, and we had just cut his toenails the day before, but somehow I guess we missed one or whatever. Anyway, it pulled out his little toenail. It was awful. It was awful. So we raced him over. And anyway, I don't know if you know this, but you can put, my daughter walked in the very moment, and she says, oh, I know what we can do. We can put, what's that word? It comes in a little yellow box. Anyway, in your cupboard. Anyway, you put cornstarch. You put cornstarch on it, and it stops the bleeding. Did you guys know that? Anyway, so we did that, and so then I'm like, after we had to have the little surgery to have his little toe fixed, and he was feeling better, but it was, you know, it was a wound. It was a good wound. And so I was like, well, I just got from the P Squared Probiotics, I just got this stuff, and let me try it out. And so it has this, and actually this is the one for the people. There's one for dogs and one for people, but I just had the one for the people. And so it was, one is called a cleaner, the wound cleaner. The wound cleaner, and the other one is the healer. And so it is, remember the whole thing about probiotics is that it makes sure that it overwhelms any bad bacteria with good bacteria, 10 to 1. And if you haven't gone to my site to find out about this, definitely go and check it out. It's called P Squared Probiotics, Probiotic Power. And I'm going to post the link right here. I'm really loving this. Yes, I know. But now he has Bella. Yeah. All right. So here it is. And I'm just so excited to use it. He loved it when I sprayed that on there. His little tail would wag. He's like, that feels really good. And it was well like that. Because I think it, okay, so there's two things that happen. And she explains this in her video. And I think, when we did a video together just a few days ago. And she talked about it. But what happens is when you have an injury, a lot of times what we put on it, what they tell us to put on it, actually hampers the healing. And it makes like a little, that biofilm. If you don't know about biofilm, she talks about that. And I put it down all on this site, where you've got to make sure that you don't have this biofilm, because that protects the bad bacteria. And so anyway, so she's talking a lot about that. I just posted about it yesterday. So this is kind of like the biofilm encased in this kind of this, like a plastic. Anyway, so we don't want to put on there something that's going to protect the bad bacteria. And so we want something that's going to help the good bacteria to heal the bubble. And so I did it. And I'm telling you, it was, well, so quick. Like, this is amazing. So I'm really excited about having this. I'm hoping we won't get any more Bobos. But if we do, I feel like we've got a really great solution. And then the other thing that happened was that I don't know what it was that I ate. I think it was a pepper. And I think the little skin of the pepper, I hope this isn't too gross, but it got like hung in my throat. And it was, I'm like choking. I could not get it to get out of my throat. And so it made like a little irritation in my throat because of this pepper. I think it was like the skin of a jalapeno or something. I don't know. Anyway, it made it like an irritation, a burn spot. Well, your body sends out histamines so that it will heal that, which is great. But the problem is it goes overboard. It won't stop. And so what I did, I said, I know what I'm going to do. And I don't have it here in front of me, but there's the mouthwash. Let me scroll down. And so I ended up using the mouthwash. And so I was gargling with that. Oh, there's the pet heal. Yeah, there's the pet heal one right there. I didn't have the pet heal one, so I just ended up using the human one, but that's okay. It worked just as great. Anyway, so there's the mouthwash right there on the body kit. So I did mouthwash and gargled with it, and I even, okay, sorry, this is too much information, but I even took a little cotton swab and put some up my nose and into my ears, and I was healed that quick. I mean, you guys have watched my show. I haven't been sick. I haven't been sick at all. So that's really exciting, because what happens is it breaks down the, where it's trying to make this biofilm and to coat your throat, right, and your nasal passages, and it stops all that, and it kills off the bad bacteria because it overwhelms it. It doesn't kill it in the way like antibiotics do, because the antibiotics are just not the answer. They're really not the answer. What's the answer is probiotics, where you are fighting any of these things, whether it's his wound or this cold, with good bacteria. All right. So if you haven't learned about this, it's really the way, this is the way of the golden age. It really is. I was really excited. My ear was hurting really bad. And so I put it in there and it's gone. Yay. I just feel like we're just getting so many answers, you know, to know how to take care of ourselves. Yeah. And we spray it in the air. We spray it on the puppy dogs if they get to where there's like a little itchy spot from walking outside that's made them have a little, you know, itchy spot. It's wonderful. Put it on your clothes and in your washing machine. Really, really excited. And also on your countertops to make sure that you have the good bacteria. She goes into explaining biofilm on there and why when you use something like an antibiotic or like don't use those. Antibiotic, what do you call that stuff that I never use that stuff? Those antibiotic wipes, the gel that they have all the time. I never use that stuff because it kills off all the good bacteria. You need the good bacteria. And that's what's so great about all this is everywhere. Just making sure you have 10 to 1 good bacteria to bad. And then it overwhelms the bad bacteria. It's very, very exciting. So I think I just posted the link so you guys can go and research that and learn more about it. Yeah, there's that. I think that's it. I think that's everything I had to show you. Yeah. President Trump's big, beautiful ballroom. He's making the big, beautiful ballroom, whether they like it or not. All right, I think that's it. All right, let's pray, and then we're going to jet. Okay, again, we thank you, Lord, that you are the King of the world, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are the Lord, and that we're going to see everyone will know you from the least to the greatest. Thank you for the peace that's settling over the world. Thank you that people are starting to realize how the imperialists have tried to run everything from the cartels in America to the Middle East to the processing of the resources to just everything, Lord. I just thank you that we're waking up to that, and that of this wonderful President Trump is working so hard to stop all of that. And I just thank you that every nation will be sovereign, every nation will be free, and that everyone will be protected and well. Thank you, Lord, for all the healing that we're seeing, and that you're showing us, as you said in your word, that we would return to the old ways, and that we would our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. We praise you that just like you said in your word, this is what's going to happen. We're seeing it happening. I pray, Lord, that these med beds will come out soon and everybody will be completely healed. But until then, Lord, just help us to use everything that you've taught us to get our puppy dogs well and us well, so that we can live long, healthy lives. And I just pray for everyone on the battalion. I pray you continue to strengthen them and protect them and guide them. Guide us into all truth, Lord, so that we can not only know the truth, but also to share it with others. Because you said the truth will set us free. We praise you and thank you and bless your name. In your great name we pray, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I love you. I'm so glad that we got to hang out together. I'm so glad my laptop worked. That was a miracle. Thank you for praying. You guys are absolutely the best. But anyway, definitely check on to my health page and this health link right here on melissaredpill.com. Let me move it out of the way. melissaredpill.com. Really amazing ways that we're starting the golden age now. We're starting it now. And we're not waiting on anybody. All right, I think that's it. And we'll jet out of here. And I will talk to you Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central, okay? I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.
Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title: King of Kings and Lord of Lords.